Three Spanish freelance journalists who traveled to Syria to report amid the country's long-running civil war have gone missing around the embattled northern city of Aleppo, a Spanish journalism association said Tuesday, the latest ensnared in the world's most dangerous assignment for reporters. The disappearance of Antonio Pampliega, José Manuel López, and Ángel Sastre, presumed to be working together, comes as most media organizations have pulled out of Syria, especially with the rise of ISIS. At least 84 journalists have been killed since 2011 in Syria, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, while others remain missing or have been released for ransom. Elsa Gonzalez, the president of the association, told Spanish national television in a telephone interview that the three disappeared while working in the Aleppo area. She said they entered Syria from Turkey on July 10th and were last heard of 2 days later. Sastre, a television journalist, last posted on Twitter July 10th when he wrote Courage in Arabic, English, and Spanish. Pampliega worked as a freelance reporter, whose most recent work featured a story about Spaniards fighting with Kurds in Kobani against the Islamic State group. Spanish media identified López as a photojournalist. It was not clear where exactly the men went missing. Once Syria's commercial center, the city of Aleppo has been carved up between government and rebel-held neighborhoods since 2012, with government forces controlling much of western Aleppo and rebel groups in control of the east. The Islamic State group, which has kidnapped western journalists in Syria and later killed them, is outside the city and controls parts of the northern and eastern Aleppo countryside. The extremists are responsible for most kidnappings in Syria since the summer of 2013, but government-backed militias, criminal gangs, and rebels affiliated with the Western-backed Free Syrian Army also have been involved with various motives. An unprecedented spate of kidnappings by Islamic State militants starting in summer 2013 has kept most journalists away, particularly since the group began killing foreign journalists and aid workers it holds, starting with American journalist James Foley in August last year. Foley's taped beheading was followed by the killing of American Israeli journalist Stephen Sotloff, British aid workers David Haynes and Alan Henning, American aid worker Peter Kasig, as well as Japanese nationals Haruna Yukawa and Kenji Goto. The group also has generated cash from ransoming European journalists. Often media don't report abduction cases at the request of the families or employers. It's not clear how many foreign and local journalists remain held in Syria, though the number likely is in the dozens. A Spanish foreign ministry official who spoke on condition of anonymity in line with policy regulations said the ministry is aware of the situation and is working on it, declining to elaborate. Gonzalez did not say whether the journalists were on assignment for specific media organizations. Aleppo is the scene of daily fighting. Government helicopters also regularly drop explosive barrels on rebel-held parts of the city. A missile attack on a rebel-held neighborhood in Aleppo killed at least 10 people and wounded many others Tuesday, two activist groups said. The local coordination committee said the attack killed 10 people, including women and children. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the attack killed 18 people and wounded more than 50. It said the surface-to-surface missile destroyed several houses in the area. It is not uncommon to have different death tolls in the aftermath of attacks in Syria, where the four-year conflict has killed more than 220,000 people. Meanwhile, near the border with Lebanon, Syrian troops backed by Hezbollah fighters captured several neighborhoods in the mountain resort of Zabadani that has been under attack for nearly 3 weeks. Hezbollah's Al-Manar television station said troops and Lebanese militants have besieged rebels inside Zabadani from all sides, adding that they inflicted heavy casualties among them. It said dozens of fighters were wounded in the fighting. The observatory, which has a network of activists around Syria, said the Syrian government air force has dropped 36 barrel bombs on Zabadani since Tuesday morning. The observatory reported that dozens of airstrikes have targeted Zabadani since the offensive began on July 3rd. The capture of Zabadani would tighten Hezbollah's grip on Syrian territories bordering Lebanon and strengthen the Syrian government's control over the Beirut-Damascus highway. This article, posted by Alan Clendenning and Zaina Karam for the Associated Press in Madrid. Karam reported from Beirut, Associated Press writers Bassam Rue in Beirut and John Gambrell in Cairo contributed to this report.